We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Fan Hotline is presented by Nemacol, and around every corner, Nemacol creates real-life magic for guests. It is 4th of July weekend. It is Canada Day. North of the border. Huge holiday that used to include NHL free agency, Jeff. If you covered hockey, and you have for a long time, July 1st was always a monster
12
day.
12 o'clock, July 1st.
Oh, you put on you'd get TSN going, Bob McKenzie up there, trying to break news while part of him was getting ready to depart for whatever Canadian cottage he had, getting ready for his vacation and margarita time.
So much so, Andrew, I was on vacation the other week, and I'm like, oh, crap, this is going to be on a Friday because I'm so ingrained to July 1st that I'd forgotten that it's July 13th.
Yep, everything got pushed back because of COVID. David Pagnotta, NHL insider from NHL Network, NHL Radio, the fourth period. So in demand, so many outlets because he's so good, reporting late yesterday that the Penguins really want to bring back Casey DeSmith. David, why would the Penguins want to do that when I've got other insiders telling me that Marc-Andre Fleury wants to come back to Pittsburgh?
Well, he may want to come back to Pittsburgh. I'm not sure that Ron Hextall and Brian Burke want to bring him back to Pittsburgh. Look, all I know is that they're having talks right now with DeSmith. They've been going back and forth trying to get something done on a new contract to keep him in the fold. If for whatever reason things go south, then I'm sure they're going to look to see what their other options are and whether or not that includes Fleury. I mean, we'll ultimately have to wait and see, but you know that they didn't really have much of an appetite to bring him in around the deadline. He obviously ended up in Minnesota. The Wild would like to keep him. There are other options. My understanding was he was willing to accept a trade to Toronto before the mini deal came into place. So that could potentially be an option for the Leafs too, if they want to pursue him. But in terms of the current situation, according to the people I've talked to, Pittsburgh's engaged in negotiations right now with the Smiths camp to try to re-up him.
David, I get it why everybody here wants Marc-Andre Fleury. The personality, the success he had here, but I mean, are we talking a realistic event that he could even fit under a cap or be in a situation where he's battling with Tristan Jarry to be a starting goaltender?
Right. And the cap is almost the most important thing, depending on how much money you want to allocate to your goaltending. From Fleury's perspective, there are opportunities for him, at least on the surface right now anyway, to handle the bulk of the starting duties, whether it's Toronto, whether it's Colorado if they don't re-sign Darcy Kemper, whether it's another alternative, staying in Minnesota and taking the majority 60-40 split between him and Cam Talbot. There are opportunities for him, and maybe that may be something that happens with if it does occur with Pittsburgh, a 50-50 split, 60-40 Jarry. However it may be, the dollars I don't believe will align. And I certainly don't anticipate him taking $1 million to come back and be in a dedicated backup role. As much as he loves Pittsburgh and loves the organization and all his time there. But I think that ship has sailed. And it's just the next chapter on a career that's eventually coming to an end. He will play absolutely next season. just a matter of where. I would be very surprised if it is Pittsburgh.
So you think that DeSmith could be for around $1 million a year, David, in that neighborhood, that ballpark?
Yeah, a mil and a half, something in that range. I think he was at a 1.2 or 1.3 cap hit on his previous deal.
Yep.
I'd imagine it'd be around that. Maybe he gets a bit of a bump. I wouldn't expect it to be anything overly significant in terms of $2 million plus from that kind of a jump. Obviously, they're working on that now, but I would be surprised if it gets anywhere near the $2 million range.
Hometown discount is something that we don't believe we're going to see with Chris Letang, that's not part of this, of his negotiation, what he wants in terms of length or in terms of money. What are you hearing about the latest or where you might think Chris Letang is going to end up?
Well, guys, I believe there's actually been some progress on the Letang front with Pittsburgh. Now, whether it ends up being a 4 or 5 year term, I'd be a little surprised, quite frankly, if it's certainly more than that. 35 right now probably takes him to 39 range, 39, 40. It really is going to come down to what the dollars are. And, you know, initially, in the initial conversations, when they really started to try to get something hammered out, you know, certainly the talk from Pittsburgh side of things of being it's considerably less than the $7.25 million he was making over the term of his current contract that expires in whatever it is, 12 days. It sounds like it's going to hover around the $7 to $8 million mark if he does end up re-upping. And there seems to be some wiggle room on both sides to try to make something happen here. Now, whether the wiggle room on one side is cash, the other side is term, I'm not sure definitively at this point, but I have been told yesterday and this morning, that there seems to be a little bit of progress that is being made on that front. We'll see ultimately if they can come to terms, but he definitely wants to stay, and it sounds like there's a desire, the desire to keep him has increased in the last little bit.
Wow. Okay. So that seems to me, you guys finally have legalized sports betting up there in Canada. It sounds like if you were betting on it, David, you would say Letang's back in Pittsburgh.
From a betting perspective, I would place a few shillings down to take that chance.
Okay.
Certainly. No guarantee by any stretch. But it does sound a lot more promising to me in the last 24 hours, 36 hours than it was, say, a week ago.
Is he a must-have for them to be any type of contender? And does he still have that level of play even at 35?
Yeah, well, he certainly proved it this season. And the way that he conditions himself, the way that he takes his off-season regimen so seriously, I could certainly see him maintaining a similar pace for at least a couple more seasons.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
At least. Maybe 2 to 3, and then we see if he does go a 4 or 5 year term, maybe that's when things start to kind of dwindle. But you look at the marketplace, you look at what's out there. I mean, what he was able to do this past season, what he means to the club. The only other alternative right now that I can see from a free agent perspective that kind of, you know, would be able to step in would be John Klingberg, who's not going to be back in Dallas. But he's not as good as Chris Letang. So, I mean, the team certainly has to weigh that from a trade side of things. And they've got enough issues with respect to the cap. So to try to bring in that caliber of a defenseman is going to be costly. So I would imagine that priority would be, in terms of the defense, to lock in a guy that everybody certainly loves and is so well-respected in the room. And based on how his performance has been the last couple of seasons, especially this past one, I don't see any type of deterioration in his play for the foreseeable future. Again, later years, age catches up. Maybe it starts to dwindle in years 3, 4, 5, perhaps. But I certainly would be surprised if he does not have solid seasons in the next couple of years.
David, what are you hearing on Malkin?
See, that one, a little bit of an opposite switch. So I don't believe there has been much significant progress in terms of trying to keep him around. Now, obviously, both sides would like to make something happen, but this one seems like the dollar amount is more impactful on a shorter-term deal, perhaps two, perhaps three, with respect to re-upping him. I don't know where things are at from the actual dollar side of things, whether it's in the five range, six, is it lower, is it a little bit more? I honestly couldn't tell you right now. They're doing a pretty good job, his camp and the Pens, in trying to keep that quiet. But it doesn't sound like there's as much optimism in re-upping Malkin at this stage, as of today, than there is with respect to Chris Letang. So, if I gotta throw a few shillings down, I think it's more likely Letang as of today. But, there's still 12 days to try to hammer something out here before the free agent market opens. And, quite frankly, there's still a little bit more. Nobody's getting an eight-year term. Even for players that are re-upping with their own team, if they pass the free agent window and become unrestricted free agents, the max term they can get is 7 years, which is still not something that's going to happen in Malkin's case. But you've got a quasi-deadline of the 13th or the 12th at midnight before other teams can officially get in the mix. But there's still certainly some time to try to hammer something out. But again, if we're comparing the two, it sounds a lot more positive on the Letang front than the Malkin side right now.
And while we're comparing the two, David, you know, it's been widely thought here that you're going to have to pick one of the two. If it is indeed Letang and not Malkin, is that the right decision?
If you're picking, well, I mean, it depends how they maneuver the rest of the roster. I mean, you know, from a positional perspective, you lose Chris Letang. I think that's a lot more detrimental to your roster to lose that caliber of a player on the back end than Malkin at the 2C position. As awesome as he is and as great of a player as he is, if we're picking between the two from a positional perspective, I think it might be more impactful to lose a guy like Letang, at least in the near future, than with respect to Malkin. But this is a team as well with the cap implications that are currently there that are trying to alleviate some of that pressure. Marcus Pedersen's out there. They're trying to see what the market is for him. Can they free themselves of the little over $4 million cap hit that he's got? I think it's $405, whatever it is. So they're trying to create other ways to, and this isn't exclusive to them. There are a bunch of teams that are trying to do this too, free up some cap space to allow them to maneuver the rest of their roster. Mm-hmm. That's all going to come into play here with respect to both these guys and or, you know, replacing some of them.
David Pagnotta, The Fourth Period on Twitter, NHL Network, and NHL Radio, SiriusXM. Thank you, David.
You got it, boys. Thank you.
Well, see, that's why we had him on, because he had the DeSmith news, and I knew he was onto something. He's very connected in the agent markets in that side of the industry. So that's who he gets primarily his information from. And if you heard Brian Burke on Sportsnet, Jeff, he insinuated strongly that they would not even really talk to Malkin in terms of numbers until they knew what was going to happen with Letang. So they had even imparted to Malkin that he was on the back burner for them, that they had clearly chosen Letang's importance was above and beyond Malkin's. And when I heard Burke say that yesterday, my thought was Malkin's gone.
Because do you have an issue with that? That priority?
No, I don't. But as a prideful guy who's one of the best players of all time, having to hear that we can't even really negotiate with you until we figure this out, even though it's a guy that he respects and understands is of great value. I just can't. He's such an emotional guy. I can't imagine that would have sat well with Malkin, Jeff.
Especially when, if you look at it, with the exception of Sid, who's there from when he was there? I know Mario's there, and yeah, he's still kind of a part of the organization.
Not
but
really,
it's new
though.
Owners, more houses gone. I mean, there's really no one in that in a position of power that was there when he's come in the league. I mean, who does he turn and trust?
I think that the Penguins are banking on Malkin taking a big pay cut because he doesn't want to start over someplace else. He's got a great relationship with Sid, and he doesn't want to begin a new chapter and he'll eventually come back to them and say, yeah, I could get more money someplace else, but I'd rather be in Pittsburgh.
Andrew, I was
That's
in the,
their bet.
I was in the room for his end-of-season news conference. Listen, he made it a point of saying, like, I'm not playing for $2 million. And that wasn't just a throwaway line. Like, he's not – he might take a bit of a discount, but he's not taking a huge pay cut. He's not. And
then
if that's
gone.
What they're going to offer him.
Fanweather brought to you by Sun Chevy. How about this? Tomorrow, mix of 87 degrees. Ace Muller, 8 pounds, 7 ounces.
How about that? Do you then think about the name Sydney? Like, the boy comes out 8 pounds,
and
7 ounces.
And Alex Muller is such a big Penguins fan. Yeah.
Although, what was Mario Lemieux's nickname? Ace.
Oh, you're right. I hadn't thought about that. Well, you have to sometimes call an audible. I do want to get to this story from NFL Network today, Jeff. But CBS Sports now is reporting that the next domino to fall in this college football realignment game is fixated on one team that everyone in Pittsburgh has an opinion on. That right now is what it boils down to. Our debate on that, including an insane email that I got from a college football fan on this stuff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.